Hi there.
Are you a stepmom wondering how to deal with another contentious phone call or a malicious text that your husband has received from a not so nice ex? Are you wondering why it is so ding dang difficult to have good communication, a normal conversation with another co-parent? Do you struggle with, how do I co-parent? What is my role as a stepmom? What is my husband's role? How do these two biological parents co-parent together effectively? Well, if you have wondered any of those things, you are in exactly the right place. Now, some time ago, in episode number 116, we began to have the conversation about parenting methods and parenting styles, and we made a distinction between parallel parenting and co-parenting. In today's episode, number 183 of the Bold and Blended Stepmoms podcast, we are going to focus on what we really want in communication and how communication is a boundary. Remember, in the months of July and August, we are focusing on all things boundaries. In today's episode, you will walk away with these three things. Number one, increased confidence when you understand how you can use communication to build trust. Number two, using listening as your powerful tool when processing verbal and nonverbal cues. And number three, you're going to get smarter, sister. You'll walk away with a higher awareness of common stepfamily pitfalls and what you can do to avoid them. Are you ready to rumble? Me too. Let's do this. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Jen Rogers. I am so honored to be in your earbuds today. If you're squeezing me in between loads of laundry, Swiffering the floors, or packing up the kids' lunches, thank you. You'll be able to check out the transcript and the show notes to review. A cautionary note, you are worthy of focused time to hone your skills as a stepmom. When you come on back, be sure you are coming back all by yourself. You are worth it. All right, let's go with round one.
Are you tired of all the double standards for stepmoms? Do you find yourself searching for answers on the internet on how to deal with your exhaustion from all the bio mama drama? Are you anxious and confused about your self-worth because your reality isn't matching up with your expectations and self-perception? You know, it's like you're two different women, depending on whether or not you're in stepmom mode. Is your biggest fear that your stepfamily battles will never end? In this podcast, you'll learn how to set kingdom standards to free you from the world's unrealistic expectations, gain wisdom on dealing with difficult in-laws, outlaws, and exes, and you'll acquire skills to become an influential voice in your blended family based on who God says you are. My mission is to equip you with the armor you need to experience victory in your marriage, self-worth, clarity and boundaries that work best for you and your blended family, and growing faith in God's calling on you as a stepmom. If you're ready to stop cognitive dissonance in its tracks, skyrocket your confidence, and shave off years of disappointment, loneliness, resentment, and anxiety, you're in the right place. Hey, I'm Jen, wife, mom, stepmom, daughter of the King of Kings, life coach, pickleball lover, and chief planner. I've been known to get a tad bit preachy about the power of implementing small habits to make big changes without compromising what's important to you. Hey there, you're listening to the Bold and Blended Stepmoms podcast. Are you ready to make real life change in your blended family? All right, let's get started.
Let's focus first on communication. Communication is more than just talking. It's really creating connection, and communication and connection, those are key components of helping your stepfamily thrive. Let's explore this idea just a bit more. I don't know if you have an expert communicator in your family, or perhaps you are the expert communicator, but expert communicators enjoy the occasional word sparring with others. And even though technology gives us different methods of communicating, we understand that there's nothing like face-to-face communication to impact and nurture intimacy. So that effective and honest communication, it fosters trust in your family where people feel free to reveal their true feelings. So it doesn't matter what those feelings are, whether they're victories or they're hurdles. It is an environment where there's sharing and caring going on. And when you first blend together, regardless of how your relationship was before you all moved in together, that relationship shifts because everything has changed. And even though there were great intentions and thumbs up, I know for Bill and I, we got thumbs up on the golf course. Yes, the boys were so excited we were going to get married. And then when we got together, some of that excitement, well, it fizzled. It fizzled for sure. So when two or more people come together, and if you're in a step family, there's more than two of you, there is going to be disagreement. It's natural because everyone is looking for a way that they feel comfortable in this new family. So listen, God has created you as a helpmate, and He's gifted you with some beautiful, unique giftings of communication, because typically women desire to create harmony and experience connections with other people. So we understand the importance of good listening skills and responding to both verbal and nonverbal cues. So let's talk about some communication pitfalls. So communication, it may feel difficult, awkward, and uncomfortable in your stepfamily. And this is actually totally normal. Here are some of the pitfalls. Each member comes to the family with a yet to be discovered history of communication. And those inside jokes, they may leave you feeling like an outsider. If that's you, if you felt like an outsider, you are not alone. The important thing for today's episode is to understand when that happens, what sort of things are happening first. If you can begin to identify the things that set you off, you can begin to better prepare for how you want to respond when you experience that feeling that is about to hit you like a ton of bricks of being an outsider. So take a moment and identify some of those things that may be happening before you begin to experience feeling like an outsider inside of your own home, which is totally not cool. When family members feel unheard, they may lash out in anger or blame to deflect responsibility for miscommunications. That is yet another common stepfamily pitfall. Can you think of a time when someone in your family was lashing out? They were angry, or they were deflecting responsibility for what was happening. The same thing applies here. Identifying when this happens and then thinking about what precedes it so you can identify what you want to do the next time it happens. And sometimes, if I'm being totally honest, I am the one who has lashed out in anger or blame, and I want to deflect responsibility because I'm so angry or hurt, or my needs or my expectations are not met. Yet this slowing things down and preparing for when this happens in advance, that is the power of understanding these common pitfalls and what you can do to keep yourself from falling into them all too often. And as you model this awareness, you know what's going to happen? You are going to influence those in your family by your actions. And this is definitely scriptural. Pitfall number three, because good communicators have a way with words, others actually may be intimidated by their ability to express themselves at this high level. And so they're going to avoid those conversations with a good communicator because they feel like they can't win. So if this third pitfall, you've experienced this in your stepfamily, and this is not necessarily you, but you've witnessed it in your stepfamily. Wait, hold on one hot second. I did not know how deep of a journaling opportunity this was going to be for episode number 183. However, it may be time for you to pause the recording to reflect on this. It sounds like it's a great journaling opportunity. Remember, if you are in round one of listening and you're listening for the overview, totally cool. Keep going. And when you come on back, bring your journal with you and a good cup of tea or your favorite beverage. So this pitfall, if you have experienced this intimidation in your family, think about, again, what happens before the intimidation? What kind of things set it off? You know, it could be as simple as somebody just might be hungry. I mean, I think about the times I've been hangry, and food is critical to my success. So it could be something very simple. The thing is, we can act in the heat of the moment and not take these other things into consideration. So again, as you are getting ready to journal, think about what is happening before the pitfall is occurring, and then how could you address it differently, proactively, in a way that would produce a better outcome, the outcome that you desire. If you are unsure of the outcome that you desire, then, my sweet sister, journal about the outcome that you would like before you journal about what you could do the next time this opportunity to hone your skills, aka sanctification, stepfamily style, journal about the outcome. Okay, and the fourth one, now these are not a full list by any means. These are just some of them. But family members may violate their own boundaries to regain connection through communication. If that's you, go on ahead and write down boundaries in your journal. And think about that word. Spend a little time defining what boundaries really means to you. As I mentioned in the intro to today's episode, we've been at this since the beginning of July. So hop back a couple of episodes to get more ideas and refresh your memory about the definition of boundaries and how that applies to you, so you can excel in gaining this knowledge that you need to create more harmony and experience peaceful parenting through the power of understanding, communication, and avoiding all those stepfamily pitfalls. If you're wondering, wait a minute, what is that? What does that mean that you violate your own boundaries? It's a great question. I spent some time thinking about this. There are times I will not correct something that I would normally correct, and it violates one of my boundaries. It violates a value that I hold, but I violate it because maybe I don't want to deal with the situation. Maybe I don't like what happens when I deal with the situation. It could be that I'm learning to let go of that particular area, and maybe I'll be willing to move the boundary later on when I work with my husband in our relationship. It could be any of those things. So if you've felt like there are family members who have violated their own boundaries to regain connection through communication, go on ahead and write down the word boundaries in your journal. Okay, sometimes high-level communicators talk a bit too much, and naturally gifted communicators appreciate it when people hear them out, but sharing a story once may be sometimes more than enough. And so again, we all come into our relationships with different communication styles. Maybe you have a lot of gifted communicators. Maybe you're challenged in this area in your family that people are really struggling to talk with one another. And when you're struggling to connect, it's really, really difficult to create trust. So this may be the precursor to what's happening in how you're deciding to parent in your blended family. Okay, take a moment and identify which pitfalls resonate with you. Is there one in particular that stands out? Let's go back and revisit where we were in the very beginning. I promised you that we were going to cover three specific things in this episode. As you hear them again, take the time to pause in between each one and write down a couple of insights that you have gleaned since you've been looking at some of these stepfamily pitfalls. And again, a word of caution here that these are not all of the pitfalls, but these are the common ones. When you blend your communication styles, even if your communication was stellar before you all moved in together, remember that that moving in together is going to impact your communication. It's going to disrupt it. It doesn't mean that it's going to make it worse necessarily, although that definitely can happen. It's a matter of learning how to express yourself within your new family unit. And here's the thing, it takes practice. That's all. You just need practice. So instead of focusing on all the things that have gone wrong, use that knowledge to say, okay, when I evaluate the things that aren't working well, and when I think about what I'm hoping for in our communication, in building trust, in assessing verbal and nonverbal cues, and how I can use my influence in my family to do good, to create an environment that fosters trust and grows intimacy and nurtures us as a family, what do I want to do? And listen, you are one person. who has a mighty, mighty opportunity to create meaningful impact. Okay, let me remind you of those three things so you can take some time to journal about them. Number one, increased confidence when you understand how you can use communication to build trust. Number two, using listening as your powerful tool when processing verbal and nonverbal cues. And number three, you're going to get smarter, sister. You'll walk away with a higher awareness of common stepfamily pitfalls and what you can do to avoid them. So what do you think? What did you learn? I am so curious to hear from you. Email me and the team at friends@stepfamilypodcast.com or send us a note inside the Facebook group. If you are not inside the Facebook group, I strongly encourage you to join us there. The group is growing, and the beauty and the trust and the willingness to explore new answers, that's growing too. And I, oh gosh, it's just such a sweet, sweet, sweet sisterhood inside of there. And one of the things that we're talking about is a stepmom retreat. This is a bit of a head scratcher for me as I look at the calendar and think about how can we do all of this? But we know with God, all things are possible. Just like with God, you can improve the communication inside of your stepfamily and start with you. All things are possible for us to get together as stepmoms in a beautiful, luxurious retreat weekend. I'm just visualizing some really exciting things happening. Until then, get yourself inside the Facebook and be sure you are on our email list. Hey, recently, one of the things my husband, Bill, and I did was guest on the Family Life Blended podcast. If you want to know more about me and my hunka hunka and our relationship, you can check out episode number 112. Here's something that happened after we did that episode. I created the top 10 tips to prevent stepmom burnout. And clearly, there are a lot of women who are experiencing the overwhelm of blending families, whether it's dealing with these common communication pitfalls or whether it's something else. We know that the dynamics change dramatically. And we also know, at least we know it analytically, or we know it in our hearts. I don't know if we can put the two together initially when we blend because there's so much newness happening. However, when we do blend, you can lose sight of yourself. And when you lose sight of yourself, when you don't recognize yourself in the mirror, or worse, when you don't really like what you see in the mirror, sister friend, that is on the road to becoming burned out. So just like I mentioned in episode 112 of the Family Life Blended podcast, I invite you to download the top 10 tips to prevent stepmom burnout. And it's super easy peasy to remember. Everything from the podcast is at stepfamilypodcast.com. Just add the /top 10, T-O-P-T-E-N, and download those top 10 tips to prevent stepmom burnout. Now, one final thing before we go. Reading and listening to podcasts is not the solution. I know that sounds crazy, right? But it's true. Reading and listening is not providing the solution. You know where the solution comes from? From that beautiful woman that you see in the mirror. Even if you don't like what you see, you are beautiful, sister friend, and God sees you that way. The answers, they are inside of you. If you are looking for some help in unlocking the answers that have been buried deep within because of the overwhelm, because of the anxiety, because of the loss of intimacy with your husband, I can help. I am a certified professional life coach, and my favorite thing to do is to coach women. I absolutely treasure the opportunity to work with you so you can get your life back, so you can have some fun again, because life is too short. And if we let it, being a stepmom can suck the life right out of us. And that is not God's design for us. That is not His will at all. He wants us to experience joy. His word tells us His joy is new every morning. And if you lost your joy, sister, let's get it back together. Go on ahead and send me a message and let me know that you are interested in coaching. In addition to a luxurious stepmom retreat, I am preparing a group coaching cohort. The way I envision it is it's small, and intimate. It's women coming together, acknowledging that, yes, although being a stepmom is way harder than you may have imagined, it doesn't have to strip you of your identity. You can create intimacy that doesn't drain you. And you can implement boundaries and connection with your stepkids without compromising your values. It is time to make being a stepmom fun again. And this is what I've been working on the last couple of months, preparing this intimate gathering of women who are ready to create change, the change that you desire, to reclaim the peace that you are longing for, so you are no longer an outsider inside of your home, that you are a part of a functioning step family that is learning how to blend beautifully together. What do you think about that? Here at Bold and Blended Stepmoms, we are the cure for being second place in your blend. What I mean by that is you are not second stepmama. No, 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 no. You are the number one wife. If you want to know more about this group coaching cohort and you're interested in investing in your stepmom journey, send me an email at friends@stepfamilypodcast.com. Let me know what you're dreaming up. I would love to hear from you and what you think about these ideas that are percolating behind the scenes. Because after all, yes, this is a podcast, but the reason that the podcast exists is because I am on a mission to reach 12,000 women in 2023 to prevent generational redivorce, because God has so much in store for his women and the families that they are in, because he has placed you there intentionally. All right, I am going to be checking my email box. I cannot wait to hear from you. Let me know what you think. friends@stepfamilypodcast.com. And if this is your round one and you need to listen for round two, I highly recommend that you write it down in your planner to come back and listen to episode number 183 of the Bold and Blended Stepmoms podcast. Do you know one of the ways that we can reach 12,000 women is by you continuing to invite people into the Facebook group and sharing the podcast? The best way to share the podcast is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You know, one of the great things about doing the podcast is the number of countries that we are in: Portugal, Egypt, Iran, other places that I didn't say I'm dreaming of being heard in these places, but I love it. One of the places that I did think about being heard in is Australia. And the great thing about being a stepmompreneur is I have many, many entrepreneurial friends in Australia. And I have a couple of clients there too, which I love it. I absolutely love it. What does this have to do with leaving a 5-star review? Well, I recently stumbled upon how to look up reviews that are in Australia. And I found that I have one in there from Elise. And Elise says she loves the foundational basics. I love how Jen shares from her heart to encourage stepmoms in their journey of blending families. Great parenting advice and tips for marriage. Thanks, Elise. I really, really appreciate that. If you appreciate this podcast, will you do what Elise did and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts? It doesn't matter what country you're in. Eventually, I will find these reviews. You know what's more important than me finding them is other stepmoms finding them. So do your part and invite a stepmom to listen to the Bold and Blended Stepmoms podcast. Thank you so very much for spending your most precious resource, time, with me. You are loved and you are cherished. I will catch you next week.